It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined here on a Bruins Thursday by Andrew Raycroft and Nesson. He's brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. What's up, Razor? Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. Hopefully everyone's ready to go trick-or-treating tonight. Perfect weather, right?
You better believe it.
It's going to be lovely out there. Yeah.
Too hot for me.
I don't know if you've been following along, Razor. I'd imagine not. But Keith is Raleigh Fingers today.
That's right. Hall of Famer and four-time Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year.
He's got like a real nice fake mustache going on. Wiggy chastised my costume earlier today because I didn't go as a recognizable individual like Raleigh Fingers.
No.
I'm like a rocket blasting off. That has since deflated since the start of the show. My batteries have run out on my costume.
Yeah, it's a tough look.
Yeah, so I'm just a deflated rocket right now. We'll be keeping an eye on the Bruins as we're out trick-or-treating with the kids. Keith said earlier today, very hot seat for Jim Montgomery from what he's hearing. Does he have to turn things around to keep his job?
Oh, right out of the gate. I mean, I think the team needs to turn around anyways. I think we talked about this maybe last week or the week before and how players and coaches and, you know, like this is pro hockey and they don't wake up worrying about their jobs. They're worried about wins and losses. And that's where this group is. They're trying to figure out how to score more goals. It's been a problem offensively, how to get a few of the guys going who haven't had good starts to the season. And they're up against a tough test down here in Carolina.
Do you see or hear a difference in Jim Montgomery compared to the last couple of years? Because we were pointing out how obviously they had the record-breaking regular season 2 years ago, started the year 9-1. Last year they started the year 9-0-1, even after losing Bergeron and Krejci. Now this year 4-5-1 to start, and you know we were just playing some of his post-game comments coming back. But have you noticed a difference in him, the way he's sort of gone about things?
I noticed a big difference between year one and year two, the record-setting year, and then going into last year without Bergeron, without Krejci, and a little bit of a leadership void. I thought he was more outgoing, more aggressive, more demonstrative at times. I think he laid into guys a lot, even through that 9-0-1 record. I think he was setting a different tone than what he had the first year, and I think that tone has you know, basically stayed the same going into this season. Of course, it's probably a little bit of a louder voice and a little bit more focused on because they are 4-5-1 and not 9-0-1. That's a difference, and certainly that'll just change the narrative and also change what you're watching from a coach.
So we mentioned he flipped his lines yesterday at Bruins practice. I guess we'll see what they ultimately are here tonight. But he's basically mixing his fourth line in, which has been a good line, throughout the other three lines and trying to shake the team awake. Do you expect to see those lines tonight? And what'd you think of them?
Yeah, I do expect that. I talked to him this morning. I am down here in Carolina. So it's they are going to split up the fourth line and move them to other lines to try and build the momentum that those guys have built and bring it to someone else and get it going that way. So he talked about not really changing the lines too much in game. He did last game and got a little bit of a bump in the second period. Felt like they had a good 6 minutes at the end of the second, had a bad third, which he said a vanilla third was his words. And he's looking to kind of move those guys around to bring what they've done so far this season to different lines and different pairings.
How do you feel about the roster this season compared to the previous couple, because I've heard people complaining about the roster, and then I look at it and say, Pastrnak, Marchand, Coyle, Zacha, McAvoy, Frederick were your leading scorers a year ago, and Swayman, it was obviously one of your two goalies. They're all back. I feel like the roster might not be like, oh, look, that's a Stanley Cup wagon, but I feel like the roster is better than what they've shown. How do you view it?
I agree 100%. I mean, I thought the roster was bringing in Lindholm, bringing in Zadorov, building up the back end the way they did. I thought 3 weeks ago, or October 1st, 2024 to October 1st, 2023, the lineup was much better, so much better. And it was because of the way that Frederick and the way that Geeky took a step last season. You thought that would continue, and it hasn't to this point. So I don't see it being a roster issue. I see it being Zacha, McAvoy, Elias Lindholm, Frederick, Hoyle. They have 2 points between them in the last 6-7 games. So that's, I think that's just kind of player performance, and they've all kind of hit a cold spot at the start of the season right now, and it's up to them to turn around and prove that it is just a cold spell and not a trend and not what they are as players anymore.
Andrew Raycroft and Nesson here on a Bruins Thursday, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I'm curious about the report this week, or maybe over the weekend, that the Bruins are working on an extension for Brad Marchand. That was from Elliot Friedman. Marchand denied it. Marchand said there's nothing in the works. Why would the Bruins be looking to extend him now? I love Marchand, but he's not producing. The team's not playing great. I don't really get the urgency. Why are they looking at getting that done now?
Well, because he's a Hall of Famer and one of your best players, and a guy who's your team captain, and a guy who had 3 surgeries this year and was going to get the benefit of the doubt at least probably until the middle of November. Now,
wasn't their approach with Chara and Bergeron and guys like didn't they wait on those guys? Like, why the urgency with him where there wasn't with some of those other guys?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where the urgency is coming from. I mean, obviously, I don't think Brad's sweating it too much, and I don't think the Bruins are either. I think when you talk about Zdeno Chara and Patrice Bergeron, they made a decision to go year to year, and that's where they were in their careers, and they didn't want to make decisions. If Brad Marchand knows he wants to play 2 more years, then you go and get that deal done, and it's probably pretty easy, considering he's been here for 13, 14 years now. So I think, if Brad wants to sign, it'll get done. It'll be team-friendly, I'm sure. It'll be fair. It'll be an easy kind of situation, and I don't think there is urgency. I think it's just Elliot Friedman needs to have 32 thoughts on his podcast, and he heard about Brad. That's one of them.
It's a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're pushing yourself into a corner.
32 thoughts a week.
Too much. So many.
32 a week is a lot, right?
That's way too much. Now, one of the big differences this year compared to last is the goalie situation. Rather than splitting it with Swayman and Ullmark, you now have Swayman getting the majority of the games. He's played 7 of the games so far. Korpisalo has played 3. What do you think of that split overall? And also, I'm curious just your thoughts on the 3 games that we've seen from Korpisalo.
Well, I thought last game he was great against Philadelphia. He was huge in the first 10 minutes of the game. He made 3 great saves. And then I liked the fact that he was battling all the way to the end. He made a couple breakaway saves late in the third period when the team was pushing down at the other end. So I liked his game, and I think that that 7-3 split is basically what we're going to see over the 80-game season. That puts Jeremy Swayman in that 55% or 55-game mark, and that puts Korpisalo in the 25-game mark. So that's essentially what you're going to see if everyone stays healthy. And Korpisalo has gotten better in each of the games he's played, which is really important, and he's been able to – he's 1-2, but the game he lost, he more than did enough to – keep the team in it. So I've liked the goaltending. I think that's the least of their worries right now. It's all about offense and all about them scoring more goals. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a fan of Halloween, Razor, as I've yep. I've heard in the past. I've heard you, was it you and Gresh Keefe you were talking to him about the tickle trunk? Was that?
Oh, yeah, we talked tickle trunks.
Yeah.
Find out what's in the tickle trunk.
Yeah, so you take that on the road with you?
No, I didn't. My kids are really not happy with me, especially my daughter.
Yeah,
like, our house really enjoys that. Yeah, exactly. Get used to it. Yeah. We have a lot of costumes for me to put on if I was at home tonight, but down here I'm all business. So I am hoping the crowd is a little lively and maybe Philadelphia when I get in later tonight.
Favorite candy? Favorite Halloween candy that you have?
I'm pretty plain with I like a Snickers or M&M's, sure. Nothing. I'm more of a chocolate guy, I think, at this point in my career. I think earlier in my glory days, I was a Skittles guy or a Starburst, but I'm almost getting a little bit too old for those.
Yep.
I'm pretty standard. Yeah, you guys?
Yeah. You know what's funny? Jones and I agree on Reese's Pieces.
I like a Reese's Pieces. Really anything Reese's, but
or cups. Yeah,
I like
whatever.
A Pieces.
All good.
Are there any
Pieces are hard to find now?
They for sure are on Halloween, especially
Halloween bags.
No,
yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah,
for
and
sure not.
They are the best. They are delicious.
You got to run into like a 7-Eleven, grab those. Yeah, those are hard to find in a Halloween bag for sure. Are there any are there any Canadian candies we should like? Is there a different candy when you're trick or treating north of the border?
Okay, so we're gonna do this, right? We're
yes.
really good. We're
I'm this, asking. Yeah.
How much time do we have?
So much
so
time you need.
About this. Another as Montgomery is a Canadian like myself, we went through the candies and it's much different and it's a much better selection. You wouldn't believe it. Yes, I swear. I would not lie to you guys. You would think that American candy bars are the best and they have the market cornered. But
Poutine Reese's Cups.
Yeah, we have so many different ones. We've got Coffee Crisp. You got to put that in the freezer. That's as good as it gets. You've got Crispy Crunch. You've got Aero. You've got Caramel Bars. You've got Wonder Bars. All five of those I would put ahead of any Snickers bar. Anything.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Wow.
Look at
deported.
I'll have to. Yeah. Nice try. I got my U.S. passport.
Take his passport.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll try. My parents will come down. I'll try and get you guys a little taste.
I think I have had Aero before.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, is it a yellow? I'll look it up now. Is it a yellow wrapper? He's like, no.
It can be. Well, no, it's kind of white, but it does have some yellow. Aero is like, it's just basically chocolate with like holes in it. It's like really light chocolate.
Go on.
It's like a really light chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Or the yellow one's a caramel bar. That's the one with the caramel inside the little cup. That's delicious.
Okay. How come they haven't made their way down here? I feel like every movie star comes down from
Canada,
you know,
this.
And they live here. Why can't
Razor,
we have
you
the
know
candy?
This. There's so Canada, chips are very different in Canada as well, Keith.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, of course. Well, ketchup chips, all dressed.
Oh, I love it. I love an all dressed chip.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, you got, yeah.
All dressed chip is unbelievable. Yeah, ketchup, I'm not a ketchup guy.
The places
a lot
in Montreal I went to were not all dressed.
yeah, exactly. Something else that hasn't been transported quite down the same way
true.
From Canada.
All right. Well, Razor, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to the Bruins, and hopefully Monty makes a trip back with you.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Thank you, Razor.
The Razor.
Very good.
On a Bruins Thursday. How about that? Just besmirching American candy. I hate American candy. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.